I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Houston Community College. Once again from the 1560 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. This is Dynamo All Access. Another moment for me to remind you about getting tickets to the Houston Dynamo or Dash. It's over at HoustonDynamo.com. You can also go to BBVAcompassStadium.com or www.axs.com. For Argentina-Bolivia tickets, they will play on September 4th in the beautiful BBVA Compass Stadium. Now, earlier today, I was down at Houston Dash practice as they get prepared to take on the Seattle Reign. I had an opportunity to catch up with World Cup Canadian goalkeeper Aaron McLeod.
Aaron, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's just talk about this coming Friday night. This is a big match against the Seattle Reign here at BBVA Compass Stadium. Some general thoughts on this.
I think, we just played Seattle not too long ago, and I was really proud of that performance. I think for us, tactically, we were a lot tighter as a team, and, Seattle's a very good team as far as, some of their players, like Kim Little and Fishlock. You've got to watch the way that they're moving in the midfield and off the front line. So for us, I think it's going to be key going to the next match. Having won from the previous one, is we have to, again, keep our lines tight, and it's going to be an exciting match. And I think, too, for us, possessing the ball a little bit more in the midfield.
All right. For them, they're going to come down here, maybe not able to employ their pressing game quite so much in the 90-something degree heat, which we'll probably have at kickoff. How do you guys adjust to that, and does your game change a little bit, thinking that they may have to absorb some pressure and defend a little deeper at times as opposed to in Seattle?
I think where we're at in the season and the points that we need and where we are in the standings, I think regardless we want to go after them, and I think that's because of the heat and that we're used to we're going to be able to do right from the get-go. For them, they might not be able to employ much of a pressing game, but to be honest, I think them in attack, their build-up play is pretty spectacular, I would say. So I think, again, for us, it's going to be, pretty simple. Like, we're going to have to stay tight and just make sure that we come attacking them from the onset.
Who's the Dash goalkeeper, Aaron McLeod, also a part of the Canadian national team in the World Cup. And we'll get to a little Canada talk here in a little bit. But in and out this year for you, in and out with a lot of players for a variety of reasons without going into all of them. It's been a tough season to get cohesion, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been a task. I think if you look at the standings, too, the teams that have had the bulk of their players around, it's made a big impact. And, I think the Houston Dash has done phenomenal this team, or this season, I should say, when all the national team players were gone to the World Cup. Last year at this time, we weren't even, in the race the way that we are this year. So I'm obviously really proud of the time that they put in. But, of course, it's difficult because, they're here putting in the hard work, and then, the national team players are also putting in the hard work. So I think at the end of the day, you need, good people, and credit to Randy for finding, good people that have the right intentions and want the best what's for the team. So I think because we've had that background, it's made it easier. It's still hard. Everyone has an ego. Everyone's human. So it's not easy in any way, but I think it's we've made the best of it.
Aaron McLeod joining us here on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. And you come back in. Now, you're very thoughtful, I can tell. So you come back in here. Mm-hmm. Bianca Henniger has played well. How do you ease yourself and integrate yourself back into the team, or is it just 100% I'm back in? I mean, does anything change with your entry when you come back from playing in such a high-profile event like the World Cup?
You know, I think no matter what environment that I go into personally, I make sure that I have no expectations. You know, at the end of the day, the coach's decision is the coach's decision, and I'm going to come in and be as professional as I can and as push as hard as I can. I can't say enough good things about Bianca, the way that she's played all season, and the teammate that she's been to me all year. You know, I like to think that anytime I have a good performance or Bianca does, it's a team effort. It's because of all the goalkeepers. You know, we also have Haley and Jordan and Megan, you know, who have been here pushing us along the way. So in that regard, I think, you know, we have our keeper union, and we always want what's best for one another.
All right, let's switch gears. Let's talk a little bit about Canada. I was up there calling some of the games for Fox in beautiful Vancouver. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to have stayed there. Your country is beautiful.
Thank you.
And the seafood's amazing. But let's just talk a little bit about Canada. I mean, I found it incredible, the amount of intensity, how dissected you guys were, the press that you got, the media you got. Mm-hmm. How was that pressure? Did that affect you at the end of the day a little bit negatively? Because it was mind-blowing how much attention you were getting.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were prepared. We knew coming into the World Cup it was going to be kind of crazy. I don't think we could have predicted to what extent. I think it was overwhelming. I think it was a lot. And, you know, I think what we didn't expect is to get such negative press. So that was kind of difficult. We thought we'd get a lot of attention. But so I think for us, you know, we had to really stay connected as a team and kind of block the world out, basically. So that was challenging, and I think for us, you know, I think there's a lot more to come from the Canadian team. I felt like, you know, like a lot of teams in the World Cup, I felt like we didn't really get to that peaking point when we needed to. I felt like the U.S., even now if you watch them play, I think are now peaking more. I think a lot of teams didn't necessarily get into their groove. You know, I'm not trying to disrespect anyone or discredit the work that was put in, but it was a weird tournament in that way, and it was also a cool tournament in that way that it really could have been any team's trophy.
Let's go back to your comment about negative press. Let's eliminate the nutty stuff and that, but then let's get to cut through that fat, but we get to the healthy pressure side of it, which also the U.S. experienced after the Colombia game in a very big way here, which I thought was really sort of a watershed moment because it was real, fair, healthy pressure.
Right.
Isn't this what the women's game wants?
Oh, definitely. I mean, even the negative press, I mean, the fact that they're critiquing our game in Canada is a good thing. You know, we have a bunch of hockey reporters, you know, typically, traditionally, so I think it says a lot for the women's game. I think globally, I think especially for North America, the aftermath, like playing at all these stadiums, and you know, a lot of them are selling out, and the attention the NWSL is getting, and I think it's so important to keep the momentum going. I think it's phenomenal that Houston is going to be hosting CONCACAF qualifiers, or you know, some of the games at least. I think that's going to be big for this team to keep the momentum. So I mean, I think overall promising for the women's game. And I'm just excited. I thought this World Cup was really showcasing the development in the game around the world, and I think there's a lot to come.
All right, let me take you back to Canada. Was it a disappointment this World Cup, result-wise? I know it's a tough question to answer, but was it as a Canadian and with all the pressure and all the magnifying glasses that were on you?
Yeah, I mean, I think going into it, I thought we could have finished top three. And I still believe that we are a top three contender. Again, like I said, I think the women's game has really improved. So, you know, it's not just like the top five teams you have to watch out for anymore. It's the top 20, you know. So I think it's a huge compliment to the women's game. But I think for our own performance, and this is, again, I'm not trying to, discredit the Canadian team, but we're a team that does well when we play tight together, tactically organized, when, you know, we're really fit. We don't have all the star power that some of the other teams in the world have. So, and I think for us, I think there's a little bit more that we could have got out of more players, including myself. I'm still kicking myself about a few goals, but... So the promising thing is, you know, we finished where we did, and I still think there's a lot more to come.
So let me take you back to that heavy pressure. Could you know, 50,000 people, you're in the papers every day. I get off the plane, the first thing I see is Canadian national teams on the front of the paper. I mean, it's amazing. It's awesome. But does that sometimes pull the human being away from what the mission is, maybe team tactics, all that energy from a crowd can maybe get you out of what the mission is?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think some players, you know, felt it more than others. It does pull you out. Like, it does a lot of crazy things, I think, to your ego and, your purpose of playing and your purpose in general. But I think what was really cool about John Herman's program, like leading into the World Cup, we had a really strong sports psychologist and mental plan kind of in place. So, you know, for me, I had a lot of meditation and mental training that I was doing, you know, either every day or every other day. And I think it came down to that really at the end, to dealing with the pressure, being able to get into the zone despite all those things were happening around us.
Well, listen, you always knew you were coming back to the Heat here in Houston, Texas, so that was the one thing you knew that was going to happen. Aaron, thank you very much for joining us. Wish you the best of luck against Seattle on Friday night.
Thank you very much.
So that was Canadian national team and Houston Dash goalkeeper Erin McLeod. Don't forget to catch her in action this Friday night when the Dash take on the Seattle Reign. Coming up next is striker Kalia Ohai having an excellent second season for the Houston Dash. It's all on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM.